Forever Dog.
Hi everyone, my name is Clay Tatum. I am 2 feet tall and I weigh 200 pounds. Today, on today's show, we have Whitmer Thomas. Whitmer Thomas is COVID positive. And by that I mean he's positive COVID doesn't exist. And also on today's show, we have Ronnie Thomas Berry. Rod privately told me he wants to see California go red, but he wasn't talking about the state. California is the nickname he gave to his ass, so I don't even want to know what he was talking about.
I'm trying to get spanked.
Oh, ew.
Spanked hard.
By a daddy?
Mommy or daddy.
So that's welcome to the podcast, gang. What's up, nerds?
What's up, Mr. Clay?
Hey, how's it going?
Sup, Clay? Yeah, dude. What's up?
I'm Casey Kasem.
Wait, it's weird because Rod is the one who doesn't believe in COVID, but you made it that it's me.
Oh yeah, that's part of my. In the beginning, I think I'm trying out this new thing where I do jokes in the beginning, and I thought the joke of that would be I like switched you and Rod's thing.
Because it's obvious that I believe in COVID. And
exactly.
Rod is a COVID denier.
Exactly. Exactly. Rod, you were telling me something before this.
Yeah, I think I have COVID, guys.
No, you don't.
I think I do.
Why?
I've just been like real congested like the last few days. And at my work, a few people have had COVID now. So I think I have it. I got tested today. I'm not going to work for the next few days until I know.
Whoa.
I do think I have COVID.
Wow.
You're an essential worker.
So, okay. I'm trying to figure out. All right. When did you work with the guy? Did you work with the guy beforehand?
I worked with somebody on Tuesday who had COVID.
Okay.
That last Tuesday.
Right.
Today is Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you got it then, your symptoms are not like, it's not impossible to get it. Have it show up this late, but it's normally within 2 to 5 days is when you start showing symptoms.
Yeah, that makes, well, let's see. I think I felt sick. It's weird because it's like I feel barely sick.
Right.
Yeah,
but
what kind
of sick?
I think
it is COVID. It's like what just like, I have like a lot of like mucus in my throat.
Mm. Yeah.
And I just like am very congested. But I don't like feel like, I don't have shortness of breath. I don't have like a serious cough or anything. But I
well, do. You do have shortness of body because you are famously 3 feet tall.
Well, I'm actually a foot taller than you, so I don't.
Right. Why? I'm not saying.
Damn, you're good at roasting ever since you got COVID.
Well, yeah, COVID makes you a good roaster.
Good.
Damn. Well, Rod, I mean, that's too bad, but that's really bad that you get it because you are an essential worker. But I guess if anybody's going to get it, it might as well be the least embarrassing type of person to get it would be an essential worker. So at least you know that you like got it from helping people and not from like going to a house party.
Yeah, I have not been to a house party since COVID started, which is sad.
But before that, you're going every day.
Yeah, basically I go to a house party every single day before that.
Well, so, okay, so did you get tested last week too? Because I got tested on Friday, I think, or Thursday.
I didn't get tested last week because I didn't think it would be like soon enough.
Hmm.
Yeah, smart.
I mean, I thought it'd be too soon, so I thought I'd wait a little bit. And then I scheduled a test for today, and I was like, you know what? Because now two people have COVID at work, and I'm like, okay, well, I'm just going to stay home, even though I just barely feel sick, because maybe it is COVID.
Yeah.
Can I say something?
What's up?
I think you're trying to get out of work, and that's disgusting.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not trying to get out of work.
Maybe you're trying to get a treat from your mommy. You want your mommy to come down and bring you a little treat.
And then you do something naughty and that's where you get your spanking.
Or maybe you were naughty and so you know you're not going to get any gifts from Santa, so you get COVID to try to make Santa feel bad.
Right. I did ask Santa to cure COVID for Christmas.
Why would you do that?
I thought it's a nice gift for everybody.
I guess I understand what you mean by that.
Isn't it beautiful though that it's like, it's true though, it's like we always said it would take aliens in order to join America, you know, together.
Right.
Red states, blue states, it would take aliens. We'd all come together. And that's basically what COVID has been. COVID happened and now we've all joined and unified in this really beautiful way.
Yeah,
kind of similar to like an alien, like we're all fighting against it together.
Good.
Yeah, it's like we're all fighting a xenomorph.
Sure. Yeah.
I've actually been watching a lot of stuff about the Aliens trilogy. Or
the franchise?
So, Clay.
You say French fries?
No, he said franchise, but it did sound like French fries.
They sound so similar.
In Alien Resurrection, did you know that that's where the line of like, kill me, that we...
That South Park does?
Yeah, South Park has done it. A bunch of other people have done it. It's always been in my mind of like, anytime I'm like really sunburnt or something, I'm like, kill me.
No.
But I've never seen Alien Resurrection, but it's from that. Have you ever seen that one?
What year did that come out?
Like 97 or something like that. But It's all body horror. So in it, they're trying to clone.
Wait, how was I supposed to see that? I wasn't born until 98.
Well, yeah, but you like old movies.
Oh, that's true. I guess you got me there.
Yeah, you like movies from like 1992, 1993.
Yeah.
What's the oldest movie Clay will watch? 1981? Clay doesn't like any sort of period piece.
Anything that's past 1950, even if you filmed it in like the 70s and it's about the 40s, I just don't care. I don't know what it is. It's a sickness I have, and there's no cure for it.
What about like a movie like Miller's Crossing? You won't watch that?
I will watch it, but I won't. I will refuse to enjoy myself. So that's
all right.
That's where I draw the line.
So Rod, so all right, so you got tested today, so you'll get the results back in a couple of days.
Uh huh.
I guess I'll get tested again too, because when did we see each other on Monday?
We didn't hang out.
Didn't we? I thought we did.
The last time we hung out, we did the podcast, right?
I thought we hung out in my.
I didn't know I was in contact with somebody till after we recorded the podcast.
Yeah, we recorded on a Sunday.
Yeah.
And
didn't
then
we hang out the next. Nope. Oh, we hung out Sunday night.
Yeah.
That's when. Yeah, you're right. Okay. Yeah.
We recorded podcast.
We played on Miles Morales.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well. I'll get tested again. I don't know.
So, gang, I think since...
I get tested usually every week anyway.
Yeah, why is that? Why are you getting tested so much?
Because sometimes, every time I have a tickle in my throat, anything. I bit my tongue. Now I have like a cut on my tongue, but it feels like weird. So it makes me think maybe it's, you know, I don't know. But if I just get tested every week, then I don't have to stress out about it.
Right.
Also, I hurt my chest really bad on maybe like the Friday before that podcast.
Oh, did you piss Rod off?
Yeah, and he punched me right in the chest.
Yeah
I got him good.
And I fully convinced myself that I had COVID. Just like 100% was positive, because every time I would breathe or do anything, it would really hurt. I did something to my sternum.
How many COVID scares have we all collectively gave ourselves? I've had about four, the biggest one being the time Bud thought he had COVID, like, days before I hung out with him.
Yeah, I probably had two.
And this is the first real scare Rod's had, which I don't really think Rod has it, but I'm congested right now. But then,
well, everybody's getting pretty sick right now, too, because of the weather changing.
Oh, it's yes.
It's, like, super dry. And I've been using like my heater, and I think that like it burns like dust because I barely ever use it.
Yeah, same. And every morning, I've been using my heater. Every morning I wake up with a fucking migraine and I'm in hell. I need to stop using that shit. Get a humidifier or something.
Yeah, I did buy a humidifier.
A human on fire? What the hell? Anywho, gang.
Oh, what, Clay? You got something to follow up with that?
Yeah, I want to do I want to do 12 Gripes of Christmas. How does that sound?
All right.
Gripes are...
Can Rod do 12 COVIDs of Kwanzaa?
Excuse me?
There's actually...
Roddy, are you comfortable?
Days of Kwanzaa? I mean, I don't think I can do that many COVIDs, honestly.
All right, fine. 12 COVIDs of Christmas.
Since I think, Rod has the most obvious gripe, I would like Rod to go first with his number four gripe, which this is the 12 gripes of Christmas, so we all get four gripes. So, Rod, are you ready for your number four gripe? Okay.
Now, on with the countdown. Four.
All right, so my number four gripe, which is my worst, the worst thing, is that I think I do have COVID.
Right.
Is that, that's a good gripe, right?
That's a really
it's okay gripe. I think right now it seems like a good gripe, but once you hear my gripes, then you'll be like, maybe mine wasn't so hot.
So far, that's the best gripe of the night.
Right, and I think we're saying that because it started it.
I'm starting hot.
Yeah, you're starting real hot. So, wait, are you ready for your number? I have no other questions. Are you ready for your number four, right?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Okay. Here we go, gang.
Now, on with the countdown. Four.
I bought a green screen thinking this is going to unlock my editing potential. And it turns out that it's still really hard to key out the color green, even with a green screen.
Hey, man, I've been there, pal.
How do you not have a shadow? Like, what? I bought a ring light. I did all the stuff. I feel like I did it all right. I watched the video, and I still got shadows. And it's also like, I don't know. So I just leaned into it, and I made the video look bad on, like, that's part of its bud.
Yeah.
The thing that I'm working on. But anyway, it was sort of a bummer because I thought it would be a clean, crisp, just like cut out, like out of a magazine. But nope.
It looks like Rod has a question. Let me ask his question for you. Or let me just address it to Rod. Rod, when he said bummer, it had nothing to do with butt. So was that your question?
Oh, yeah. I was going to ask what the green screen has to do with the butt.
Right. We can't see the video. Rod was pointing at his boner.
I have COVID, so I cannot get a boner right now.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, that's part of it.
Yeah. Okay, gang, here's mine.
Any follow-up with that?
I'm pissed at you, dude.
You're an editor.
Don't think you're trying enough keys, man. There's more than one key setting or key effect in Premiere. You need to try them all. You need to try chroma. You need to try green and blue key or whatever. I forget all the names.
Chroma key
or something.
OBS will automatically do it for you, but I don't know if that's helpful at all.
Rod,
because then you'd have to do
everything. Rod's
live
in here with his streamer answers.
A green screen if anybody wants to use it, and a ring light that is really a good, actually really good light.
Buddy already gave me a ring light.
Oh shit! Damn, bud.
How many ring lights does Bud have? I feel like he always has ring lights to give out.
He's kind of a gearhead, so he just has any kind of gear.
True. Well, and he just found out he lives by a cord store. Did y'all see that?
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
that's a game changer.
Okay, gang.
I wish it should be called We Buy Cords. Bud would become a millionaire.
Yeah, I think that Bud is he's not going to look for his cords anymore. He's just going to walk to the cord store.
Yeah.
So he could buy new ones.
Cord.
I like the sound of that. I'm a fan of the cord store. Okay, gang, I'm ready for my number four.
Now, on with the countdown. Four.
My number four gripe is that I bought something for Whitney, a Christmas gift, online, and it came in the mail. And I can't hear sometimes. I wear headphones all the time, and I can't hear the mail come. And so she heard a package come, and she's expecting to get a package for me, and I'm expecting to get a package for her. And she opened the door, and on the box, they just drew what's inside the box. Why are you doing that? Why you don't need to draw on the box, my man?
What? Huh? Is it a good drawing?
It was a in New York poster.
And they drew the poster just like a vector line outline of the poster out on the thing. And so she told me that she didn't really check to see what it was, but I know she's lying just to be nice.
That's nice of her.
Right.
That's actually really nice of Whitby.
So that pissed me off. So I threw a fit and I punched holes in the wall, like in Marriage Story. And then I kicked holes in the wall. That wasn't in Marriage Story, but it should have been.
So, Clay, this actually is some good growth for you because you check the mail, like, unreasonable amount of times a day, or at least you did pre-pandemic. So does that, like, you'll check the mail just, like, because you're bored, even if the mail has already come?
Well, apparently that didn't work out in my favor because the mail just came randomly, and I didn't have time to check it. And it just came. It pisses me off, man.
And famously, when we were kids, one of the first things I noticed about Clay was we were walking up to his house, and he checked the mail, and then he looked through it and saw that there's nothing for him, and he just put the mail back in the mailbox.
I still do that.
Yeah,
walked that's actually into his house.
Famously, kids get a lot of mail.
Oh yeah, I was getting it. Oh yeah, all the time.
So Clay had to make sure nothing was for him.
Oh, so, wait, Rod, are you ready for your number three gripe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now on with the countdown. Three.
So my number three gripe is that people are out here and they're not believing in Santa Claus.
What the hell?
Even though Santa Claus is real.
And yeah, that's messed up.
People are out there not believing in him.
That is absolutely fucked up. And
yeah, pisses my ass off.
I agree, Rod. I'll never forget the day I met Santa Claus.
Yes.
You met him?
Yeah, I met him. He came to my house when I was a kid, Christmas Day.
Damn.
Came with gifts. I hugged him. I said, "Thank you, Santa." He said, "You're welcome." And then he left on his merry way to probably go give some gifts to other kids. But yeah, I'll never forget that.
Santa's a cool dude, honestly.
Yeah, he is cool, man. He's cool. Don't take his cookies away. Yeah. That guy will freak out.
Yeah, I took his cookies away one time. I ate them before he did, and he beat the shit out of me. And I had to go to the hospital, so that was a quick Christmas.
Bloody and raw.
Oh yeah, I was about.
You deserved it.
I was about 3 years old. I don't think my skull was fully.
You were walking soft spot.
Yeah, I was walking, and he just kicked me like I was just a football, and I flew around the house.
Your septum deviated.
Yeah.
Did you learn your lesson?
Oh yeah, so.
He said, "Well," and he said, "You didn't touch my nog." And he said, "If you would have touched my nog, you would have been in a mausoleum."
Right. And I said, "Well, how about you touch my nog?" And then I honked my private parts like Beetlejuice did, and it actually did make a noise that time. I didn't think it was going to do that. I thought they added that in the movie, but I did make the honk honk sound when I did thing. And then he was like, "Well, you shouldn't have done that." And so I shot him with my AK-47 that I had.
What the hell?
Yeah.
You did that to Santa?
And I was really young. I was 3 years old, and the pushback I had on the gun was too much. So I was flying around the house going, "Wow!" And the gun was going.
If you're on a fire hose.
Yeah, you're like one of the little rascals with a fire
hose. Oh, yeah. And so, yeah, so we made it out. He made it out okay, and I made it out okay, and we were like, "That's cool, and we should get a beer together," is what I said. And then we did get a beer together. I was 4 years old. We went to a bar, and he was like, "Where's your ID, little boy?" And Santa Claus stepped in, and he goes, "Give me a break, or I'll put you on the naughty list."
Yeah, he said, "He's with me."
"He's with me," and he goes, "Well, I'm still not gonna let him in." And then Santa pulled out his naughty list, and the barkeep said, "On second thought, I think your friend's good."
And this was in the 90s, so it was way before cancel culture.
Yes,
and all you're getting PC culture.
Right.
So the naughty list wasn't that long. But right. nowadays, because of cancel culture and PC snowflakes, the right. naughty list is actually like 40 miles long.
Right.
Damn.
He can never carry it with him.
Yeah. All right.
But also, I wanted to add on, Clay.
Yeah, we'll go
to
for
what
it.
You were saying.
Yeah, for sure.
So like when you touch your grab your junk and it honks,
yeah,
that ends with puberty. That goes away. So like because Beetlejuice is a ghost, he can honk his private parts.
Right.
But once you hit puberty, you cannot. That doesn't honk anymore.
Right.
Huh.
Which we all knew, but there's sometimes some people listen to this podcast and they just have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
You gotta teach. You gotta teach him.
Oh yeah.
That's what the podcast is really about.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm ready for another person's
my gripe.
Your gripe. Are you ready with?
Yeah.
Now on with the countdown. 3.
So a couple pods ago we were talking about how I had only been eating ham and bread and cheese. Mac and cheese.
I remember that.
And so that was making me shit like maybe on a good week once every 6 days. So I decided to shift into like a healthy diet, very healthy diet. So every day I've been making a beet smoothie with like flaxseed and kale and a bunch of bullshit. It's lime. Anyway, I looked up like smoothies that help you with digestion, food that helps you with digestion. And that's pretty much exclusively what I've been eating for the last week. And now I shit like 17 times a day.
Excuse
that
me?
That rocks.
Between 17 and 45 times a day.
How much time?
That can't be right. You really shit that much?
No, I probably do realistically 3. But it's just like, where is this coming from? And I feel like I'm shitting out all of the toxins of 2020.
Right.
Oh, that's good.
You know what I mean? Like, because I've never really eaten this kind of healthiness. And so it is really, it's like, when does this end? Does my body have to get used to this? Also, I eat so many beets now that my shit looks like blood. Like, I'm just shitting blood.
Yeah.
And
you could be having colon issues right now and you just wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Right.
So I don't love that, but whatever. It also, my piss is like this weird, has like a hint of lavender.
You're kind of like whatever sauce, right?
Yeah, I'm like whatever sauce about it. So it's like I'm happy. I definitely feel better that I'm doing this, but I don't like waking up at 6 a.m. and having to take a shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's usually what I do.
Right. That's like I sometimes think that's whatever sauce, but I'd also kind of understand. So I kind of drink a little understand sauce too.
Yeah, I've been trying to eat a lot of lentils and oatmeal. Mm. So I've been having some nice stools, you know.
Oh, and between us,
pretty proud of my stools.
Between us,
you know who has really good stools? The comedy store.
Comedy store.
Yeah.
Between us, yesterday I was making Pamela Anderson, my girlfriend who I live with, a smoothie,
mm-hmm.
and I always pour like some fiber powder into it.
Right.
And I didn't tell her I did that. And
then, you're basically trying to do a Dumb and Dumber prank on her.
I did do a Dumb and Dumber prank on her for all day. And she was like, what is wrong with me? God, do you think it's just like the time change? She's out of town. Oh, my God, what's the deal? And I was like, yeah, I had no idea. It was all my fault.
And that's just between the three of us, and of course, every podcast yes. listener.
Right. That's just
yeah. Well, I'm only just now realizing that. Right.
Where are we on this list? I forgot where I was.
That's my third one, right?
Yeah, you're on 3.
All right. Are we on 2 now? Are we on Rod's number 2?
No, you're on 3.
You're on 3.
I'm on 3.
Yeah, you haven't gone.
Who's on first? Whatever. What's up? Welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, who is on first?
Now, on with the countdown. 3.
My number 3 gripe is yesterday I had to deliver stuff in the mail, and I had to go to the post office, and there was a really long line. I think the government should mail everyone stamps.com and mail everyone a printer and then mail everyone ink, too. Because I'm fucking sick of the post office. I don't want to stand in line and have people cough all around me. I don't want to be like Rod and think I have COVID, but even though I'm
lying. What time did you go?
I went sometime in the middle of the day. How's that sound?
Like noon?
1:30 maybe?
Oh, yeah, that's peak.
Yeah.
Because everybody's on their lunch break.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, it's the
post
office.
You want to go, like, early, right?
Yeah, early, right when they open is where nobody's going to be there. Often, they're not even there. My local post office. I'll get there when they open, and it's still locked. But, yeah, man, I love going to the post office. And I've tried using, stuff. Like, you know what I honestly do instead of using stamp.com is I just, to weigh my stuff, because stamps.com will send you all that stuff.
Yeah.
Is I just, stand on the scale and then I pick up my package to weigh, and that's how I guess what it weighs.
Because your scale says ounces. So, because you like to know how many ounces you weigh.
It does say a 0.1 or whatever, point something.
Yeah, then you just got to convert that.
I use my coffee scale to know what type of stamps to get, because I mailed out so much stuff, so much wedding-related stuff I had to mail out. Ay, ay, ay.
To who?
To my family. Just mail everyone photos and a Christmas card, and because, you know, people want to put wedding photos in their fridge, so.
Yeah, if you didn't do that, Clay, would the old ball and chain be mad at you?
Yes.
I haven't mailed anything in probably 7 years.
Well, you're lucky.
Because your mommy lives close. She lives 3 hours away.
Right.
I guess that's true.
And you don't have merch. My dad mails me shit. My dad will read an article about, like, Matthew McConaughey used to be bald or going bald, but now he has hair. And he'll, like, print it off the internet and mail it to me.
Hey, dude,
like,
check this out.
You need to look into this. My dad mails me. He sent me a AAA card today. I got it in the mail. That's cool. I don't even... I mean, I appreciate it, but, hey, I'll take it.
Where are we on this damn list? Are we now at number 2?
Hey, you're bored by our conversation.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You complained about the post office, so now we're on 2.
Okay.
I'm bored as hell.
Now, on with the countdown. 2.
For Rod.
My number 2 gripe is that... I guess it's that we don't have a P.O. box. I think we should get a P.O. box. I think it'd be fun for Clay.
I just had a gripe where I hate the post office. And now, oh my God, I have an extra gripe.
What post office are you going to?
I'm going to Echo Park, my man.
You can't be going to that one. That one's insane. One's always crazy.
Don't you guys think it'd be cool if we could give out a P.O. box?
I'm kind of crazy cute. So that's kind of works, right? Yeah.
It'd probably be in Glendale, so I could go.
Yeah.
But you guys could pick. It's up to you.
No, I'll pick Glendale, because I don't want to go to the post office ever. And then Rod gets an excuse for Rod.
I think it'd be great to get a post office.
I
mean, a P.O. box.
Yeah. I would like to get a P.O. box, even though we normally give out Rod's address out, and people have mail stuff for Rod.
But it'd also be great when we mail merch, because we could use that as the address.
Yeah. And then, okay. I'm down with that. I agree with that now, as long as I'm not the one that has to go to the post office.
Well, Rod does it. He's walking all over Glendale, spreading his COVID around town.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to just stay in my apartment for, until I know I don't have COVID or until I'm better from COVID.
I'm not fully convinced that I didn't get COVID from the post office, so I might be in the same boat with you, Rod.
I still think I got COVID and, in January, literally every symptom of COVID. Couldn't taste, couldn't smell.
I can taste and smell right now.
Yeah. Well, JoJo Siwa got COVID and she could still taste and smell.
Yeah, I could smell Rod from here, so I think I'm good.
Do I smell bad or good?
You smell like...
You need to be nice to him. He has COVID.
Clearly. Oh, I'm sorry. You smell awesome. You smell like a cheeseburger. It's the best compliment I can
think
of.
That's the idea of Clay's compliment.
No, babe. You smell great. You smell like freshly cooked ham.
you smell like a chicken pot pie, and that's a good thing. All right, who's next on this list?
That's me.
All right, you're next, and this is your number two.
Now, on with the countdown. Two.
My number two is Clay and Whitney for their wedding gift got me the best. Probably, so Clay's really good at coming up with shirts. He came up with the Dark Knight movie shirt. And then they got me a shirt that says Bright Eyes Band. But all the letters are falling off.
Yeah.
And so my gripe is, why is it that with these iron-on letters, some of them just work really good, and you couldn't even, there's no way you could even pick them off.
Yeah, even if you wanted to.
Some of them just, yeah, right, give me a break. They're going to fall off. As soon as you, like, fold that area, it's just going to fall right off.
Well, you know what? I think with yours, I think it's not my thing, because what I did was I also made Bud one. I made Bud. We used to be in a fake hardcore band called Punch, and I made one, a shirt from him that looked like an old hardcore t-shirt and with the college letters. And I did it, and then you were telling me that yours fell off while I was doing it, so I started freaking out. And so I washed his t-shirt and to make sure that all the letters stayed, and they did. I think I just used different letters for you. I used that weird sans serif font for yours. So that might be an off brand and they might not be as good. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah. Send me the ones that work, because I'm just going to remake this shirt.
Yeah. I would say, yeah, pick your own one. And, yeah. And you might also be better at it.
Well, the Dark Knight one that you made for me is still, and so is the, I'm Straight one that you made.
Right. Which you wear that too much. Can I say that?
Because I just need people to know.
Right. I was
I'm proud.
Right.
I'm like Matthew McConaughey with being a centrist. I'm proud of being straight.
He's so cool. He's so awesome. What an awesome guy.
I just love that, like, people were shocked.
Yeah.
That Matthew McConaughey is just, it's like, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that he's scared of the left. Poor guy. Who's next on this thing?
You.
I think you are.
Okay. What's going on? COVID's really affecting my brain. Here we go, gang. Here's my number two countdown.
Now, on with the countdown. Now, on with the countdown. Two.
My number two gripe is something that is very real for me, and it's a thing that I wrestle with every day. So my favorite thing to do ever is to go online and customize shoes. You ever been to those websites where you can customize a pair of Vans or something and you can pick the colors?
Oh yeah, I got a pair.
Yeah.
It's like, I love it so much, but with Vans, there's not enough about it that you can change, but with Nike, you can change so much about it. And I made my dream pair of Nikes with the colors that I like, but what am I, a fucking creative director? I'm not going to go outside wearing these goofy-ass Nikes. I just can't pull it off, and it pisses me off, because sometimes I want to wear goofy shoes, but like, I put goofy shoes on my feet, and I look like a damn jackass, and I hate it. And other people can pull it off. I'm utterly convinced I will never be able to pull off shoes that don't look like Converses or shoes that you'd buy at a skate shop.
Clay, I think you're wrong.
Right.
And I think the problem is that you pull it off too well.
Shut your ass up. I think, here's my thing.
You're scared. You're scared of it.
Yeah, maybe I don't want to look like a graphic designer.
Exactly. If you don't keep wearing, like, basic looking Vans or Converse shoes or Doc Martens or like punk shoes, basically, you end up looking like a dude who, like, designs whatever company CJ works for.
Yeah, I just look like a creative director. All right, I threw
loves basketball.
I threw the shoes in the chat. Just y'all let me know.
Clay, I think you should post them on the
I will only post. I will only post them online if y'all bully me and
post them online
on Thursday or Friday and tell me I haven't posted them yet.
People are gonna want to.
Oh these. Wow! Well, these are gonna be really comfortable. You know that,
right?
Nickelodeon made them.
I like them.
So I'm thinking about doing that, gang. I'm sorry that you can't look at these shoes. I'll try to post them. So
Clay,
stay tuned for that. I'm going to post them, so y'all see them somewhere. All right, who's next up on this list? Are we going to Rod's number one?
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
Now, on with the countdown. One.
Oh, I think my number one gripe is that there's a burp ghost in my apartment.
You said what to me, and what does that mean?
There's a ghost. I've never burped in my apartment.
Uh-huh.
And there's a ghost that comes in and does it.
Right. Yes.
What, explain.
It's like, remember that one time I said I had a shitter in my pants? I normally don't shit my pants, and there must be a shitter in my pants. And then y'all found out that I was shitting my pants this whole time.
So sometimes I'll be streaming on Twitch and people will hear a burp on the mic. It's not me, it's a ghost. I've never burped in my apartment. I go outside.
That is true. I know that one. I know sometimes I walk by Rod's place and I see him outside and I get scared. It's like, Rod's outside and something must be wrong. And then I go, oh, he's burping.
Yeah, I'm burping up a storm out there.
Right.
That's my guy, Rod. He's going and having a burp. Some people go out, they have a smoke.
And some British people go and have a laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rod has a burp.
Exactly.
Damn, so you think there's an actual ghost, huh, Rod?
Yeah, it's in here, it's burping around my apartment.
Damn. That's crazy,
fucked,
man.
It's pretty fucked up.
I'll come over and I'll bring my gun. I should
get a gun for my ghost.
Yeah. Well, not for the ghost. You should get a gun to protect yourself from the nasty, stinky burp ghost.
To shoot him.
Yes.
Right in his damn ghost head.
Right. And you can hang it next to your "Don't Tread on Me" flag. Your gun. Wait, are you ready for your number one gripe, the best gripe of the week?
Yes, Clay, I am.
Now on with the countdown. One.
I can't sleep. Good.
Oh my God! You tell me all the time that, like, oh my God, you stay up past 9. You must be crazy.
No, I fall asleep at 9 a.m. and I wake up at fucking 5 a.m. I'm sick of it.
Oh.
9 p.m.
Yeah, sorry, 9 p.m. Wake up at 5 a.m. I'm fucking sick of it.
Yeah, that does suck.
It yeah, you you go to sleep miserable. At you go to sleep at 9 p.m. after your 10th p.m.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I'm sick of it. I want to be a sleeper guy, man. And so I fall asleep watching TV every night. We all know this about me.
Right.
What are you watching right now?
Well, I'm watching The Undoing.
Oh, that's why you're falling asleep, because you're bored out of your mind.
No, I think it's good.
I think that show's gabesh. Whitney watches it.
What is it? I've never even heard of it.
Would you tell that to Nicole Kidman's face?
No, not at all. Not one bit.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly, Clay.
Exactly. I guess.
So far, I'm enjoying
it. I lost this debate.
Sorry. South. I mean, I watch South Park, too. But so, yeah, I'll fall asleep watching that. I set the sleep timer for an hour. Then I just wake up at 5 a.m. and I'm pissed off. Right. Meanwhile, Pamela Anderson sleeping peacefully. And
at 9 p.m.?
You look at Pamela Anderson next to me, and she's just peacefully sleeping.
Pam goes to sleep at 9?
She goes to sleep after me, usually. Or no, actually, she'll go to sleep before me and wake up after me.
Oh, yeah. I know those types.
That sounds like a dream.
And I look at her. She sleeps until about 8:30. I'm like, what the fuck? How you do this?
Do you remember sleeping until like 10?
Oh, yeah.
No,
wouldn't that be? I would love that.
I wake up every morning around, lately I've been waking up around 4, and then I'm on my phone from 4 to 6, I go to sleep and then I wake up at 6, I go to sleep at 6 and I wake up at 7:30. So.
Yeah, so what I do is I'll go to bed either like around 10 or 11, and then I'll wake up at 3, and then I'll go back to – I'll watch my phone for a little bit, and then I'll go back to sleep at 4. And then I'll wake up at 6.
Right.
Hmm.
Well, and sometimes I'll wake up at like 4 or 5 and just be like, I guess I just have to be awake now.
Yeah, I've done that before, yeah.
You're just like, I guess I'll just continue to be awake.
I'm never tired, and I don't sleep much, to be honest with you. Go to bed at 1, and I wake up at fucking 4? Like, what the fuck? Then I get an extra hour of sleep? What the hell? WTF?
I like to take some naps.
I'm not a napper. You will not catch my ass napping.
I'll take a lot of little cat naps in the day.
Why ain't you nap?
Man, the amount of YouTube that I watch, I don't have enough time in the day to nap.
You just put on YouTube and then you nap.
No, then I'll miss out on YouTube when I'm falling asleep, so you can't be doing that.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's what I'll watch YouTube as I nap. And if it's a good YouTube, I'll stay awake and pretend that I napped.
Are you guys ready for my number one?
Yeah.
This is the best gripe of the week. Here we go.
Now, on with the countdown. 1.
My number one gripe is that I've been doing a lot of online orders for Christmas gifts. And every gift I get, I get so many fucking emails related to the site that I got the gift from. So, like, for my dad, I got him a Dodgers World Series shirt from, like, MLB.com or something. Or I tried to, and it was too much, or it was not the one I wanted, so I just moved on. But they got my email. And so they have, like, 4 different branches of email. So I'll unsubscribe from, like, FanDream or something. And then I'll get an MLB daily, so I have to unsubscribe from that. Then just an MLB just normal, so I have to unsubscribe from that. But that's with literally every gift I have, it comes with at least one email. And it's pissing my ass off, and I think I might dust off my AK. What do you guys think?
I think you should get a burner account.
I think it's a really good idea, but who will you shoot with your AK?
I'm thinking it might go back to Santa. Because
what the hell, dude?
I don't know. We're old pals. We go back. Did I tell you the whole story of when I honked my wiener and I shot him when I was 4 years old and he took me to a bar?
No, you were 3 when you did that, and then after you, that's a year later.
Yeah. So y'all know about that story?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's classic. So I might pay him a visit, and then I might let him up with some with my AK.
Cool.
That sounds like fun.
So that's what I'm gonna do there, and it's all because of emails. Let me go through my emails real quick. Let me see what I got. I don't wanna. Whitney's in the other room, so I'm not gonna say from anything, because she knows if I say porno.com, she knows. Oh, that's. I know what I'm getting.
Did you get a '90s style Brazzers T-shirt for Whitney?
Of course, man. Nothing but. Oh, I reset my Zoom password, so I get that comes with like 4 different emails telling me that I did that. So that's cool. Dick's Sporting Good. That's where I did get the t-shirt, so they're checking in with me every day. I got a Experian saying, Clayton, did your FICO score change? ? I don't know. You tell me. That's literally your fucking job.
Fingers crossed it did. It went up.
And then UPS. Oh, Freshly. Don't get me started. Oh my God. Anywho, gang, this has been pissing me off. Oh, I got an email from Spotify. I can do this all day, gang. Listen to the Joe Rogan Experience. How about I don't, fucking asshole? And then I get another one.
What the hell? I thought you loved Joe.
Well, as a centrist, I do. But when I'm not a centrist, don't fucking email me about it. And I got one thing from Jersey Mike, so they decided to email me about 4 times.
You got a sandwich that I got to keep emailing you.
Right.
They're like, this guy could eat a sandwich every day.
Remember that one time that you
personally,
did?
Personally, from Jersey Mike's, I could eat a fucking sandwich from there every friggin' day. I love that place.
I love that place, too. So that's fun. If you guys need any info from MLB Morning Lineup, I can fill you in on all that stuff because they basically write a fucking book for me every morning to go over and read.
No, I don't think so.
So that's my gripe. That's been pissing me off the most. I don't know what's pissing me off the most out of all my gripes. Probably the Christmas emails. Or maybe the Nikes, or maybe the mail, or maybe the package that has Whitney's gift drawn on it. That's pissing me off the most.
So you got two mails. I think the mail is pissing you off the most.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Email, digital, and IRL.
Oh, you have three mail.
Yeah. So,
damn. The mail in general. And Rod probably
COVID. And don't get me started on the female. That's pissing me off.
Yeah, you're going to want to edit this.
Sorry, yeah. Whitney notoriously listens to all my podcast episodes, so shall we live it after this? So yeah, all my, except for the Nikes, all mine were mail-related.
What the hell was that?
I don't know. What was that? What the hell? I thought that was...
You might have a fart ghost.
Yeah, I think I do. Anything else, gang? I think we're about to pop over to the Patreon podcast, our favorite podcast of when we do these things.
Man, I'm good.
Trying to think. No.
Okay, gang. Well, listen, we're going to go to the Patreon podcast now. This is where we'll have the real fun. I mean, we go wild on the Patreon podcast. It's like E After Dark or whatever that fucking show was. It's just like that. Podcast form. So, gang,
listen to it. You might actually hear a boob.
You might hear some side boob too. Anywho, gang, my name is Clay Tatum. I'm 2 feet tall and I weigh 200 pounds. That's the podcast. Bye, gang.